This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. The University of South Florida is facing an issue that's not just a problem for colleges, but large corporations and government agencies as well. How to improve the diversity of who they do business with. To help address the issue, USF is improving its supplier diversity program, which monitors who the university gets goods and services from, as well as who it signs construction contracts with. That work began last April with the hiring of Assistant Vice President Terry Daniel, who led similar efforts for the state of Indiana. She faces an uphill battle. A number of local groups have sparred with USF for years about the small amount of money the school spends with minority-owned businesses. In the most recent fiscal year, the Tampa Organization for Black Affairs says about $767,000 went to African-American-owned businesses, but that's out of $332 million in direct spending, barely one quarter of 1%. But speaking at a USF Board of Trustees meeting in December where Daniel presented a plan for going forward, she had a strong response for critics.
How dare someone say that this program cannot be successful because of our past performance?
Quick note here, diversity doesn't just mean African-American-owned businesses. The program targets women and veteran-owned businesses as well. Daniel's office worked with an advisory committee made up of 13 senior executives from across USF to come up with a plan. One of the first things they did was figure out a goal.
The organizations who have focused supplier diversity initiatives fall in the range of approximately 13 to 20% of their addressable spend, and that will be the target range for USF supplier diversity initiatives as well.
Daniel says they're already implementing parts of the plan, including updating language in the university's construction contracts, setting up a system to monitor progress, and hiring a supplier diversity business analyst.
And so that person will be charged with helping us to review the data, look at our spend analytics, and help us identify where we have opportunities.
Trustees, however, have some concerns. Nancy Watkins, who owns her own small accounting firm, pushed for a fuller definition of diversity.
What I don't want to have happen is that we go the wrong way and that we give up true diversity because we're chasing these labels. And I hope this society gets beyond that, if it's not this generation, if it's two generations, where we don't have to measure this anymore.
While Board Vice Chairman Jordan Zimmerman had a simple question.
How will we define diverse supplier success?
We talk about spend, and we want that to be in the range of 13 to 20%. But we also want to increase percentage and actual number year over year of diverse suppliers that submit responses on opportunities let by purchasing.
Board Chairman Brian Lamb is optimistic, saying other Florida universities are already reaching out to USF to find out what they're doing.
I would tell you objectively, you know, the University of South Florida is going to be a leader in some of these categories, but we have opened up the dialogue with the Board of Governors around this as well.
While the plan will be consistently monitored and adjusted during the next year or so, progress is slowly being made. This past October, the university's first annual Supplier Diversity Day drew more than 60 businesses to USF, and some of the biggest critics are coming around. At the December trustees meeting, James Ransom, a board member of the Tampa Organization for Black Affairs, spoke of wanting to work with USF in improving things.
Our intent is to try to make this university better than it is. It does so many things well, and there's some things that could be done better. And we're going to keep working with the university to try to achieve those kind of things with you as a collaborator.
You can take a look at the USF Office of Supplier Diversity Plan by visiting our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.